From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm David Green.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We're going now to Torquay in the southwest of England. Until a few weeks ago, that faded oceanside resort town was the home of an elderly woman named Eileen Nairn. No one there knew much about her, and then she died, and the truth came out. Hundreds of people turned up for her funeral yesterday to honor one of World War II's most courageous spies. NPR's Philip Reeves was there.
Her coffin arrives in a big black hearse. Outside the church door, veterans from the British Legion form a guard of honour. The British, like Americans, have witnessed such scenes many times as they bury their dead from Iraq and Afghanistan. This is different. This coffin's very small. Within lies an 89-year-old woman. A couple of pipers march ahead of the coffin. Until a few days ago, very few people here had heard of Eileen Nairn, a.k.a. Agent Rose.
Whenever we saw her, she was just very, very quiet and just said her prayers and then slipped away at the end of Mass without having much to do with anybody.
Catholic priest Father Jonathan Shaddock is officiating at the funeral. The ceremony gets underway. Adrian Stones, chairman of Britain's Special Forces Club, takes the stand, and Eileen Nairn's story unfolds.
On the 2nd of March 1944, Eileen was dropped into occupied France.
Nairn was one of only a few dozen women spies in an organisation set up by Winston Churchill called the Special Operations Executive, or SOE. Its mission was to support the French resistance. Sarah Helm, author of a book on the subject, says women were used as spies for a particular reason.
The thinking was that they would not be noticed. So when they flew them back into France, a woman wandering around, you know, with a basket of eggs or travelling on a train or looking like a housewife wasn't going to be picked up by the Gestapo as much as a man might be.
Nairn was raised in France and spoke fluent French. She became a wireless operator, like most of the SOE's female agents. Helm says the women ended up doing much more than this, though.
They got involved in the sabotage. They obviously helped with operations. They got involved with putting down the bombs under the trains and the rest of it.
Helm is one of the relatively few people who knew Nairn's story before she died. She says after training, Nairn, then 23, was flown secretly from England into Nazi-occupied France by light aircraft.
They needed a lot of extra agents to go in before D-Day because this was when they wanted to gear up the resistance to its absolute peak, because the idea being that the German forces would be slowed down in reaching the beaches.
Nairn went to a safe house in Paris but was eventually captured.
Eileen was then tortured. She was one of the few that I know of who was subjected to the water torture, which is not dissimilar from what people might know of as waterboarding today.
Anyone found to be a British spy was shot, but Nairn refused to crack. She apparently convinced her Nazi interrogators she was a local member of the French resistance. They dispatched her to Ravensbrück, a concentration camp for women. She survived that hellhole, eventually escaped, and found her way into American hands. When Colonel John Pentreath from the British Legion first heard Nairn's story after her death this month, he was amazed by her heroism. He also felt another emotion.
Huge sadness that she died alone and that she wasn't with friends and people who knew of her plight.
Municipal officials were going to give Nairn a pauper's funeral after concluding she had no close family or friends. Her past only became clear after they discovered her possessions, including a medal from Britain and France's highest wartime honour, the Croix de Guerre. Pentreath says the British Legion began to be inundated with calls from the public.
Since the news broke out, they've said, look after this lady, send her off well. She helped to save this nation. And we've had that sort of sentiment coming from the public in the last week.
Nairn herself would almost certainly not have welcomed all this attention. Her niece, Odile, told the congregation at the funeral that her aunt was a very private woman.
She didn't want to be famous. People like her just want to forget.
In the end, hundreds of people turned up, determined Nairn won't be forgotten. They listened, some tearfully, to buglers from the armies of Britain and France, and watched respectfully as Agent Rose was finally carried off to be cremated at a private ceremony. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.